Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along. So much to get to, guys. And I want to go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Can't make this next guest waiting. Former UVM hockey player. Parts of 17 years in the NHL. Montreal, Philadelphia, a little bit with Pittsburgh. Member of the USA Hockey Hall of Fame. Stanley Cup winner. It's John LeClair. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. You forgot one thing on that resume.
Yeah, exactly.
What did we forget?
BFA.
The BFA title this year.
Absolutely.
In the state, huh? A little shout out to Coach Duclon and Coach Tom McDonald for another championship season. Pretty happy for those guys.
I love, matter of fact, you're from St. Albans. How much time do you spend back here in Vermont these days? Do you get to have a chance to come back?
I do. I get back. My mom and my brother and sister still live up there. I go back and try to see my mom at least twice a year, and it's always great to go back. I really enjoy my time when I go back, and I miss it. I miss being up there.
John, I mean, looking at your timeline of your career, BFA, UVM, yep. Montreal, that's like six straight years in complete hockey-mad communities. What was that like, and how influential was that, in your early years?
Well, growing up in St. Albans is definitely a hockey culture. When I can remember as a little kid, every Saturday night, just wanting to go see BFA play. That's kind of all you knew. And everybody in the community, all my friends played growing up. It's kind of what you did year-round a little bit. Street hockey. I was fortunate enough to have some outdoor ice that I could skate on. So it really was embedded in me right from the beginning. And then growing up watching Hockey Night in Canada, watching all the history of Montreal and having a chance to play in the Forum and then play for that organization. I grew up a Bruins fan, but still, it was an absolute special feeling to be a part of Montreal Canadiens.
You started out with a modest hockey background. In terms of exposure, when it came to towards college decision time, how did you end up at UVM?
I looked around at different places. I felt really comfortable with Gilly. Gilly was probably the leading force that got me to UVM. Just had a real good connection with him. I was close to home and it had a lot to do with it. I knew I didn't really want to be in a city atmosphere. I had some opportunities to maybe go down to play in the Boston schools, but I wanted more of a college atmosphere, a college campus atmosphere, like a UNH. I looked at UNH, Maine, and Vermont real closely, and just UVM was a good fit for me.
John LeClair with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. Former UVM hockey player, Vermont native, Stanley Cup champion. You end up getting drafted, as you said, by Montreal. You helped them win the Cup in 93. I think that's the last Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup, actually. So what was that run like for you as a young player?
It was awesome. It kind of spoils you. You think it's going to happen every year after that a little bit, and it makes you appreciate it much more every year you lose after you win. But it was just a great feeling. Sometimes when you're inexperienced and you don't know any better, it's the best way to go through some of those pressure situations. And we had a real good group of veterans on that team. It was a real team atmosphere. Other than Patrick, I don't think we really had a superstar on that team, so to speak. And everybody played for each other. Everybody was really tight. And to this day, we're still, as a group, we see each other. It's a tight group.
Wait a minute, John. You grew up as a Bruins fan, yet you're drafted by the Canadians. Growing up, did you just hate them? Was it just like pure hatred, or it didn't bother you?
It was a rivalry. I mean, St. Albans is split. There's
yes,
a lot of French-Canadian-speaking people in St. Albans. And I mean, as close as we are to the border, St. Albans is a New England town. I mean, I grew up, I'm still a rabid Sox fan, Pats, and Bruins. So, it was quite the rivalry. But, the minute I got a chance to step in that locker room and put on that jersey, everything was out the door.
Now, John, the trade to Philly in 95, I mean, and that got you onto the Legion of Doom line, obviously, with Renberg and Lindros. I mean, what was that like personally to suddenly be uprooted from I mean, you had, between BFA and UVM and Montreal, you'd been close to home geographically.
It was. But I was also 23 years old, 24 years old. I think it was time to cut the cord, maybe. It wasn't that part of it wasn't shocking to me. Honestly, the biggest part of it was just the disappointment of being traded out of Montreal. I mean, Montreal is such a hockey city. It was close to home. It does have a lot of benefits like that. But it's just something you're familiar with. And when you're young like that, your first trade, you know, there's a tough adjustment. So I came to Philly. Philly turned out to be a great town. You know, Clarkie, Mr. Schneider, made us feel right at home right away, pulled out all the stops to make us comfortable. And like I said, I think it took us maybe a game to get the line together. And on the ice, things are real good.
What's it like when you have that great chemistry? We talk about chemistry in basketball. We talk about chemistry in football between a quarterback and a receiver. What's it like when you have that great chemistry with a line mate or two?
It just makes the game so much easier. You can just play and not have to overthink things. You're not guessing so much with a guy. You kind of just, you know his tendencies. You can just feel where he's going to be or where he's going to put a puck kind of thing. And it happened very quickly. Between Rennie, Eric, and myself, I just think, everybody's game kind of fed off each other a little bit. And, it didn't take long for us to get something going.
You play with Patrick Waugh, goalie in Montreal, who you mentioned a little while ago. Who was the hardest goalie to score on in your day? Because Patrick Waugh was pretty good.
Patrick was great. Patrick won a Stanley Cup. And the funny thing is, I thought I had the most luck against Patrick of any of the goalies I've got on. But for me, Marty Brodeur was tough. You know, we played the Devils a lot here in Philly. And it's just the way they played team defense and the shots that Marty saw, he was tough to beat. And then Dominic Hasek, when he was in Buffalo, there was like two playoff series that he just stole from him because we couldn't score. And I mean, it all came down to him. He was just... He's a tough goalie to read. He's a little unorthodox. He's very athletic. And he kind of had my number. I had a hard time scoring on him.
Right, John, you're in the NHL now. You're a rookie. And who makes you sit back and go, wow, I can't believe I just saw that? And you know, Wayne Gretzky is about 8 years, 9 years older than you. So I'm hoping it's somebody like Gretzky. He was pretty big up there in Canada. I don't know if you know that.
I think I heard of him. honestly, that was the biggest hurdle I had to overcome when I went to the pros was, you know, stop sitting around on and looking at these guys that I used to watch on TV and play. My second game in the NHL was the LA Kings in the Montreal Forum, and Wayne Gretzky was there.
Wow.
I was just like, I was just happy to be in the building watching, let alone playing. So, there is definitely an off factor for me. There was, and, that took some getting used to, that's for sure.
John, UVM's hiring a new hockey coach, and as you know, you talk about Gilly and Jim Cross before him and Sneddon since Gilligan. I mean, they're few and far between. What kind of involvement do you have with the program these days, and have they talked to you at all about a coach?
No, I haven't been reached out to yet about the coach. Mm-hmm. I know it's a big decision. I hope they make the right decision. That fan base deserves a winner more than anybody. There's nothing better than the gut rocking on a full pack crowd to a team that's a championship team. I think, their commitment to win's got to be a little bit better. I think you got to make the right choice with this coach. Snay did a good job. I mean, it's unfortunate the last 5 years has kind of really gone south for him. It's time, I think. And, you got to make the right choice to get somebody in that's going to recruit, and get some kids that are going to be able to take them to a much better level.
You mentioned the gut rocking on a Friday night. Well, they're redoing Gutterson Fieldhouse, giving it a facelift and be opened up again in the next couple of years in its new condition. What does the old gut mean to you, and how much do you want to see changed in this facelift?
Well, obviously there's a lot of nostalgia with the old gut, but you got to keep up with the times. I mean, that's part of the recruiting process. That's part of getting these top-end kids to come and play. At your school, you got to have the facilities, so it's a necessary evil. But the old gut, even before they put the back grandstand in, that place could get really loud. The atmosphere was just phenomenal, and it was some place I just, as a kid, you go to the occasional UVM game, and then getting a chance to play there in a packed house like that. It puts a little extra juice in your step.
John LeClair with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. Member of the USA Hockey Hall of Fame, Vermont native from St. Albans. I'm going to name drop here, guys, for a second. We've become, John, friends with a lot of old UVM guys that we've had on, whether it's Martin St. Louis or Aaron Miller or Patrick Sharp. If you get on the ice with the old UVM alumni, who's got the most game in that group?
The game is smack talk, or is it a game we're going to play?
It's got to be Aaron Miller.
Either or.
You know, honestly, I played with Sharpie a little bit here in Philly, and he's a really good guy. He was a little bit younger. He kind of kept quiet a little bit, and I don't really remember too much conversation with him as an opposition, you know, more just as a teammate. You know, and Marty is all business, so I didn't really even talk to him a whole lot. You know, Millsy's got the good, quick one-liners. You know, he's a funny kid, and it was fun. It's fun being a teammate of his too at the Olympics.
I love it. All right, John, you do a lot of charity work for people and kids up here in Vermont. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I started the John LeClair Foundation years ago. We ran a celebrity golf tournament for 10 years, and during the process, we handed out only half the money that we raised every year. In the meantime, we established a trust that we've been handing out money for, I think, the last 15 to 17 years. We've been handing out money to different youth charities throughout the state of Vermont, and it's been very successful. Mark McGinn runs the organization. He does a terrific job, and the money is just, it's well spent, and it's gone to some terrific causes.
Well, John, we certainly appreciate your time. Love to see you when you come up to Vermont in the Burlington area. Let us know when you're in the area. My kid's a goalie. Let's get on the ice with him. Come on, John. Let's do it, my friend.
I'm willing to change his mind. Anybody wants to be a goalie, good luck.
I love it. Hey, John, thanks a lot for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.